from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They're going to have to find a way to manufacture, meaning create, a ground game. They just have to.
And it's not, it's what we talked about a little bit earlier. It's not just going to happen because Laramie decided to come back to practice, and Joe Mixon decided to come back to practice, and whomever else, Titus Howard decided to come back to practice, and all of a sudden it's opening day, and you're going to open up holes for whoever's at running back. You need some work together as an offensive line so that you start to establish the things that make you a good running football team and a good pass protecting football team. It just doesn't magically happen because it's been that way in the past.
All right, there's Andre Ware, Mark Vandermeer, discussing the run game, the elements of the run game. And I would say that was with the first team offense. That's one I'm sure they would even say we wish we did better with, but they didn't have their guys. Clint Laramie-Tunzel returned back to practice after missing all of training camp in terms of being on the field in practice. And today, Titus Howard is back on the practice field, which is hell what he's talking about. They need to get going. They need to get going now.
They're all back, Ron. Everybody that Andre Ware mentioned right there is back on the field today, yep, getting at work. Titus Howard, Laramie Tunsil, Joe Mixon, they're all out there. Of course, Shaq Barrett, Kenyon Green.
Shaq Mason.
Yeah, Barrett retired, didn't he?
He did.
Shaq Mason and Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs have been out there for the long haul. They're all getting to work in. All five offensive linemen are out there, and that new Texans running back, Joe Mixon, is out there getting that work this week. This is that game week. Ron, this is the number one thing that I am watching this week, and it ain't going to change. No matter what the hell we hear from now until the time the Texans kick this thing off Saturday at noon, the number one thing that I'm watching in all of Texans Nation. There's a lot of storylines. There's a lot of guys that got to play well. There's a lot of guys we're going to see for the first time. But damn it, Joe Mixon, Titus Howard, Laramie Tunsil, Kenyon Green playing at what appears to be very, very promising form right now. Juice Scruggs doing his thing. And this is must-see TV for Texans fans with these guys on the field all together. Andre Ware just emphasized how important it is. They're getting that work in this week. I would imagine they're going to get some work in next week, not during the game, but definitely next week. They're working together, and damn it, Ron, we should see an uptick in this run game. We should see an uptick in this run game with all these guys out there.
You think immediately?
Absolutely.
Even though they hadn't been out there together yet?
Absolutely. I went back and watched those Damian Pierce runs last from the four carries he had last week. I mean, there's run throughs. There's you know, no push. There's guys getting pushed back into the backfield like 2-3 yards in the lane, and I just like I expect that to shape up in a big way. Titus Howard at right tackle instead of having a guard out there trying to play right tackle, I think is an absolute game changer. Obviously, Laramie Tunsil, one of the highest paid guys in the game, and I know he's known for his pass protecting, but damn it, he's got to show some promise in the run game as well. I think immediately. And Joe Mixon, the big X factor here, let's be honest. While I'm not a believer, I do not subscribe to the thought that Damian Pierce forgot how to run inside and outside zone. I don't believe in that, right? But I do wholeheartedly believe that there's just a different animal in number 28 uniform. I mean, Joe Mixon is a different animal, and he should be able to overcome some of the things that other running backs don't overcome.
That's what I want to see.
Yes.
I want to see Damian Pierce get more carries, but I want to see Joe Mixon. I'd love to see both of them in there.
Yeah.
You know, to see how different it looks. To really see how, all right. Because at some point last year, it was like, yeah, in my mind, do I think Damian Pierce, from what I've seen, I've been more impressed with what Damian Pierce does. But damn it, I can't say that. I mean, Devin Singletary, the offense in the run game just runs better when he's in it.
Yeah.
And last week we saw 4 carries for 4 yards, 2-yard loss right off the bat. And I do want to see, all right, is this the back or is this up front or is it a combination of both? I want to see how different it looks with Joe Mixon.
The key, Ron, for me personally, the key is we are not like there's a couple of different elements here, right? Like I think last year Devin Singletary was the better answer behind a bad offensive line. There was too much run through. There was not enough push. It was chaos. The offensive line was not on one string. They were not on one accord. And with given that set of circumstances, handing it to a back that can make a guy miss and a back that can bounce outside, a little bit more of a scat back type guy, is your better option, right? Whereas Damian Pierce is a track runner. When I say track, I mean train track. I don't mean Carl Lewis. I mean train track. There's at the end of the day, this offense is designed to get push and create lanes. There shouldn't be free runners coming through like they were shot out of a gun. There shouldn't be your right tackle at the point of attack. I don't care what scheme you're running, but he shouldn't get pushed 2 yards deep into the backfield. That like those things should not happen. And I'm anxious to see a couple things. How good is this offensive line? Can they fix those issues? And then to your point, if they can't, is Joe Mixon a real X factor? Is Joe Mixon a combination of what Devin Singletary was able to do and what you would hope to get out of Damian Pierce with that power between the tackles? Can he go out there and overcome some of the mistakes up front? But you look at the really good run teams, particularly that are running the zone inside and out. There is space. There's movement. There's walls being built. There's not free runners, man. There's not a bunch of penetration. Those guys are, I mean, they're out there. They're just patient. They're just floating. Boom, getting downhill.
Yeah, 41 was just sniping through.
But you think about the great zone guys, man. Arian Foster was one of them here. But you look back at Terrell Davis, right? You look back at Emmitt Smith. I mean, look, those guys would take the handoff, and it was just float. And as soon as that crease hits, whoop, downhill, and all they needed was just a 12-inch gap to get through, right? Ain't nobody floating behind that. I mean, Damian Pierce ain't had a chance to float back there. He ain't had a chance.
Consistently, when I watch those runs, I'm like, would Joe Mixon do something different?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.